Now, the rest of the story. Once upon a time in Roswell, New Mexico, there lived a gambling man named Charlie Smith. He would gamble on anything. Charlie would make a bet with you on the course of a raindrop down a windowpane. But mostly he loved to play cards, and mostly he would lose. Some say he was just no good at it. Others will tell you that a compulsive gambler plays to lose, that the quirk is akin to masochism, that subconsciously he wants to lose. But anyway, Charlie Smith, at much expense to himself and much grief and hardship to his family, was a persistent gambler and a consistent loser. Saturday night poker games at the Smith house were catered by Charlie's small son, Little Bill. The youngster would mix drinks and fix sandwiches. The guests would even tip Little Bill as though he were a waiter. Sunday morning cleanup was the hardest task of all, retrieving poker chips that had fallen on the floor and washing sticky glasses and charred ashtrays. But those years of Saturday nights when he was so small burned themselves into the memory of Little Bill. He would always recall the stale cigarette smell and the clatter of the chips, the anxious expression on Mother Kate's face when Dad would lose, and he always lost. Usually $100 every Saturday night. And that was $100 the Smith family could ill afford to part with. Those many years young Bill watched poker being played, he learned the game, unavoidably, and yet, for what it had done to what otherwise might have been a happy home, he came to detest the game. And thus, with the vivid recollections of his hapless father, the world's worst poker player, did Bill emerge into adulthood with a love-hate for the game of poker until Bill Smith decided to get even. And this is the rest of the story. Bill prepared himself for a good job, and he got one, draftsman for an oil company in Dallas. But starting 30 years ago, he began grooming himself. He began to learn the game of poker so well that he could play it better than anybody. And he vowed that if he could, he would win back all of the money his father had lost. And one night in May, 2 years ago, he did. In the World Series of Poker, which brought 139 of the best of the best poker players from all over the world to Binion's Horseshoe in Las Vegas, and by the last day of the tournament, they had all folded but six. By the last night, with a crowd 10 deep watching, one player had outlasted them all. Bill Smith of Dallas. His final hand was a full house to beat 3 fives. And he took home from that one game more money than his hard luck daddy had ever seen, ever lost. $700,000. I talked to Bill Smith the morning after. He still had not been to sleep. He said, "Gambling killed my dad. Last night I got revenge." I knew what he meant. And now you know the rest of the story.